So welcome to our third edition of Blues Talk, where I'm joined by Dave tonight, and we're going to discuss Leinster's match at the weekend against Munster and our upcoming Heineken match against Racing Matro in the RDS. So Dave, we just heard tonight that the Maffey's hearing, he got 7 weeks.
Yeah, we can take a look at the instance here. You can see, first of all, for the first one, Nathiel makes a great break. O'Leary gets in the way of the ref, which slightly, I'd say, unsights him.
He's on the ground there, so yeah. He completely misses it.
Yeah, Maffey comes from the blind side and whack. You can see it better here. Darcy's actually released the ball and then bang.
Could have broken his jaw, you know.
It was very, very serious. Yeah, I think it's notable that the one that he actually got the sighting for wasn't the one he was punished for at the time, because the ref was, as we say, sighted. Oh, he is, yeah.
He's that cold.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very, very, very serious incident. But, you know, I'd say what didn't stand in Maffey's favour is that he has a bit of a history of, tackles like that. And as you can see in the second one here coming up, first we've got Rob coming through on a good break. Doesn't look like much at first, because Tua Tupou makes what appears to be a very good tackle.
And, you know, He actually shows Maffey how to tackle correctly.
He
tackles the ball.
Yeah. But here we can see arm around the neck again, swinging arm around the neck, and the man is down. And of course, it all kicks off then. Everybody comes in. These players know it's a serious one. You know, they're all coming in. The Munster guys aren't exactly hauling them off with as hard as they can, you know. It's
I don't think that's as bad an incident as the first one.
It probably wasn't.
That's just a high tackle. Probably deserved 10 minutes.
Yeah.
The other one, he got 7 weeks for it.
Yeah. Well, he came in and he blindsided the guy. I mean, Darcy had released the ball and it actually hit off Maffey before he managed to hit Darcy. So that'll tell you.
Yeah. So anyway, great win there at the weekend. I mean, it was our first showing of any sort of form. You know, we came into the game. I don't know whether I was a bit apprehensive coming into the match. Just thought that our form wasn't good enough to beat Munster, and they really surprised me and put up a great display.
No, well, like you say, our form wasn't good enough. We know the team was good enough, but they hadn't played to that level yet this season. So the hope was always that the carrot or the target in front of them of the red jersey might make them lift their game, and they did. They did all the things that they hadn't been doing. The tackles were made.
Defence was outstanding.
Line speed was good. It was like the way we used to defend. You could see it. Munster would have been stopped on the gain line every time, and then when they tried to spread it wide, we were able to cover off, and the drift came across and just snuffed out everything. I mean, it seems to be a tactic to let, when we're playing Munster, because it's happened over the last, you know, five games. Soak up the pressure. Let them have as much ball as they want, as long as it's slow ball. And then see what they can do against our systems. And the answer is, at the moment, very little. I mean, it's five games.
Yeah.
That's what, 400 minutes since Munster have crossed our try line.
Mm.
You know, for a team like them, with the talent they have, that's a serious issue.
I mean, the try side, I thought O'Driscoll was absolutely outstanding. And you can compare and contrast to his form coming into that game, particularly against Edinburgh the previous week.
Oh, yeah. The previous week, he looked...
He looked disinterested.
Disinterested was the word I was going to use. Yeah, he looked disinterested. He wasn't doing those things that we know, the little bits of magic that we always see from Brian O'Driscoll. They were back.
Yeah, a couple of flipper passes. But just his aggression into the tackle. Like, he seems to speed up going into.
Yeah, he was taking the ball.
The ordinary mortal slows down as they're going to be tackled. He seems to just
increase. Well, I think we've established at this stage that Brian O'Driscoll is no ordinary mortal.
And, of course, speaking of no ordinary mortals, Johnny Sexton came back.
Oh, yeah.
30 minutes cameo, but really changed the game. I think himself and the introduction of Redden as well were really, really, you know, changed the game for us.
Well, what happened was they put structure onto the game. And with that structure, it allowed us to increase the pace that we were playing at. I mean, we'd started playing better from the start of the second half. We'd taken the pace up a bit. The Maffey sin bin actually... Munster outscored us during that period, but you know, we were beginning to do the right things. The ball was been moved quicker. We weren't making the mistakes we were making, which we